Welcome to the Seek Him Early podcast, featuring daily devotional studies on knowing, loving, and serving our Lord Jesus Christ. Each weekly program is from the book of that same title. I'm Pastor Watson, author of the book, pastor of Grace Bible Church in Meeker, Colorado, and director of Sola Scriptura Publications. In this episode, we consider the second absolute from the Savior, the absolute of salvation, based on John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. As we meditated in an earlier study, this verse is among the most definitive statements about Christ in the New Testament. As we have noted before, Jesus is the only sufficient road, that is the way, the only suitable vehicle, that is the truth, and the only satisfying destination, and that of course is the life. First of three principles here, note the offense. It is this very truth of Jesus as the absolute for salvation that offends people more than any other religious concept. The common view in our postmodern relativistic world, as one religious organization puts it, is, quote, each individual is different, and so what works for one person might not work for another, unquote. That writer goes on to illustrate how one mountain climber might get to the top one way while another will take a different route. Or that a physician would not give the same medicine to five people who have different illnesses. Likewise, it is concluded, there are as many paths to God as there are people. What obviously is ignored here, of course, is that such illustrations are about earthly, temporal matters, making the inference about an eternal God illogical. Further, we could just as easily illustrate by observing that the telephone company is narrow-minded in forcing us to dial the exact number we wish to call. Or we could also ask, are we not thankful that engineers build bridges and buildings to exact specifications, not some relativistic standard that they feel is close enough at the moment? Indeed, we are not addressing such earthly matters. Salvation is an eternal, spiritual question. Our Lord, therefore, is again unambiguous. He declares boldly, and dare we say dogmatically, that no one comes to God by any other way than Him. Is it not amazing how many people say such things as, well, Jesus was a good man, or Jesus was a great teacher? But then they completely overlook his narrowness, if we may use the term. How could he possibly be good, according to modern standards, if he was that narrow in his attitudes and intolerant of the beliefs of others? Secondly, then, we see the object. To build on an observation made by John Calvin, no man cometh unto the Father but by me, explains the preceding threefold statement. He is the way because he is the path that leads to the Father. He is the truth because he is the perception of the Father. And he is the life because he is the power of the Father. Or we could put it another way. The way reaches the Father, the truth reveals the Father, and the life radiates the Father. Third, then, there is the overshadowing. The most critical principle of all here is that the context very clearly indicates the predominant concept of Christ as the way. In other words, he is the way because he is the truth and the life. Does this not again cause us to love our Lord all the more? Think of this. Can love exist in relativism? Can love really exist in ambiguity? Can we really love uncertainty? Oh, let us rejoice in the way. If you would like to go a little deeper on your own, here are some scriptures for study. Note the exclusivity of Christ in the following verses. John 8:36, Acts 4:12, 1 Peter 3:18, 1 John 5:11 and 12, and 2 John verse 9. Our next episode will consider the third absolute from the Savior, the absolute of sacrifice, based on John 10:18. No man taketh it from me, but I lay my life down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. May God richly bless you, my dear Christian friend. I pray that you will continue each day to seek Him early.